That's right. It's a production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Caesar, my lord. Forget not in your speed, Antonius, to touch Calpurnia.
And the actor playing Caesar is Richard Harris.
Leave no ceremony out.
And if you think Scranton isn't delighted to have Richard Harris in town, take a look at this welcoming committee.
Thank you. I must confess that the last time that I was in a police escort, I was also handcuffed.
But Scranton, what is this star of stage, screen, and television doing in Scranton?
The great test of a city is not its census, and it's not its size, or it's not its crops, but it's the people that that city produces. And I shall live for a long time with the memory of the people that I've met here.
From the green hills of Ireland.
Richard Harris is here because the people of Scranton are helping him fulfill a dream. A dream to give a university education to young people in his native Ireland who would otherwise never get that opportunity. The scholarship students will attend the University of Scranton.
Yeah. I spoke to your mother.
Yeah, her.
In Dublin.
Yeah, uh-huh. I did, yeah.
Oh, you called her before?
No, she called me from Dublin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I spent a long chat with her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so she told me to keep an eye on you. Well,
I'm very proud. Our first student is here. Second student comes next year, then the third, the fourth, and then there'll be four forever. And then hopefully, based upon the amount of money we raise, there'll be five, six, seven, eight, or nine.
Eventually, there could be hundreds. It started in Scranton 2 years ago during an American tour of Camelot, starring Richard Harris. The actor's brother, Dermot, one of the show's producers, died suddenly of a heart attack.
And the people of Scranton were so kind in comforting me, I think, that I said, straight up, I said, that's what I'm going to do. I want Dermot's name to go on forever, as it should.
The actor decided that his own memorial would be the Dermot Harris Foundation to give scholarships to needy Irish students.
I think that the idea that this foundation really expresses the kind of character that he had. He loved people. He loved children. He loved other people. He was blessed with this great sense of giving.
I know more than anybody else how terrible it is to get up and have to audition for somebody.
One of the first big fundraising events for the foundation was the presentation at the University of Scranton of Julius Caesar.
A marvelous play up to the assassination.
Harris was totally committed. Actor, producer, director, and creator of a modern version of the play.
And I hope you'll come with me in what we're going to do, is we're going to take Julius Caesar and we're going to make it a production, a conceptual a production. We're going to make it relevant to what is happening today.
I am going to start out with Fiddler on the Roof, Tevye's introductory monologue.
Okay.
Harris brought in a few of his theater friends to help, but basically he had to put the whole thing together in just 4 weeks with a student cast. First, there were auditions.
Nature seems dead.
Good God! What in the hell are they waiting for?
They took our life away! And for what?
If you could bottle their enthusiasm, you'd have an atom bomb. They're so excited and so full of enthusiasm and energy and conviction, which is wonderful.
Good Iago. What shall I do to win my lord again?
And then rehearsals got underway.
Coming, 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 come up, up. They arrive at the gates of Rome. Crowds start to cheer. Crowds cheering. Hail Caesar, hail Caesar.
These are students, and I want the students to make a statement. Julius Caesar's The Statement is a statement that's about violence, anti-violence, and we can do something quite unique. What we're trying to say is this, that if you don't go to the available democratic means to change the order, a social order, if we use violence, then chaos will follow. That is what we're really trying to say.
Slowly, slowly from the distance.
And violence is very much on his mind right now because of the Catholic-Protestant conflicts in Northern Ireland. At one time, Richard Harris supported the Irish Republican Army, even raised money for them. But now he has rejected all that.
There's got to be another way of doing it. You cannot do it through violence. If the IRA and the British Army are having a war, have a war. But don't involve innocent people in the streets. Don't start throwing bombs into pubs, blowing up restaurants, and killing innocent people.
Peace, freedom, and liberty. Stoop down and wash.
And he thinks that his scholarships are one way to help heal the wounds in Ireland.
This foundation that I have formed here is a non-sectarian, a foundation. It's non-denominational. It deals with Catholic and Protestant. It's also open to Catholics and Protestants in the north of Ireland. Violence must cease. The world is riddled with it now. My battle cry is educate the brain and don't splatter it over the pavement stones. That's my message.
Hello, Jonathan Lomer.
Hi.
I know your dad.
When Harris visited St. Paul's grade school in Scranton, he was thinking about Ireland with all its troubles. Political turmoil in the north, vast unemployment in the south.
We have 4.5 million people, and we only have 5 universities in which those people can advance to a higher education. So what we have in Ireland is something quite tragic in a sense, that we have brilliant people with brilliant minds achieving wonderful standards at school, and they actually end up in London digging ditches.
The children of St. Paul's gave him $200 for the scholarship fund.
The children in Ireland who have less fortunate than us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's something that I... There's something... I'm very moved. What you have done today is the foundation of what generosity and spirit and the linking of human beings in terms of humanity means. And I cannot thank you enough. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Peter Power, the first Irish student to receive a scholarship from the Dermot Harris Foundation, was there backstage, helping to get Julius Caesar ready for opening night. With the play and other events, they've already raised $125,000 for the scholarships. Richard Harris has his memorial to his brother well underway.